From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Five women shot in Afghanistan. Afghan officials say gunmen have shot dead six government workers, including five women in southern Kandahar province. The early morning attack occurred when unknown assailants ambushed and sprayed with bullets a minivan transporting the female Kandahar airport security staff to work. The deadly attack also left the male driver dead. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the violence. A spokesman for the Taliban denied its involvement, saying the Islamist insurgency had nothing to do with the attack. Russia, Pakistan, and China will be holding the next round of three-way counterterrorism talks in Moscow on December the 27th, primarily focusing on Afghanistan. Russian ambassador to Islamabad, Alexei Detov, disclosing the details in an interview to state-run Pakistani radio, said Afghanistan is worrisome because of lack of three crucial elements, that is, a stable, self-sufficient economy, good governance, and a strong army. An agreement was reached today to resume the evacuation of Syria's eastern Aleppo. The evacuation was suspended Friday due to demands from pro-government forces who wanted two villages evacuated. Residents of the villages will be included in today's evacuation, which has yet to begin. A car bomb has exploded next to a bus in central Turkey, killing at least 13 soldiers and wounding 55 other people, most of them soldiers. Six are in critical condition. The blast in the city of Kayseri destroyed the bus carrying off-duty soldiers. The attack took place near the campus of a university. Authorities say a car packed with explosives blew up as it approached the bus. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing, but the deputy prime minister says it's very similar to one carried out a week ago by the PKK. This is VOA News. Speaking at his final news conference of the year late Friday, President Obama stressed that Americans cannot let themselves be affected by Russia.
This is part of what I meant when I said that we've got to think about what's happening to our political culture here. The Russians can't change us or significantly weaken us. They are a smaller country. They are a weaker country. Their economy doesn't produce anything that anybody wants to buy except oil and gas and arms. They don't innovate. But they can impact us if we lose track of who we are. They can impact us if we abandon our values.
The U.S. intelligence community believes Russia hacked the Democratic Party during the presidential race to favor Republican Donald Trump. In the meantime, the U.S. president-elect repeated his campaign promise to crush Islamic State rapidly, but did not give a blueprint for achieving such a victory during a rally in Orlando, Florida. Mr. Trump told supporters attending his national thank you tour late Friday he would build up the nation's military, though he would use it sparingly as commander-in-chief. The president-elect also thanked the people of Florida for helping get him elected, and he spoke about the future under a Trump administration.
The script is not yet written. We do not know what the page will read tomorrow. But for the first time in a long time, what we do know is that the pages will be authored by each and every one of you.
The Orlando rally was meant to salute Trump's Election Day victory in a must-win state. Michelle Obama says the White House needs a grown-up and that the nation will come to appreciate President Obama. In an interview with Oprah Winfrey set to air on Monday night on CBS, the First Lady said her husband made the country more hopeful.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know. Hope is necessary. It's a necessary concept. And Barack didn't just talk about hope because he thought it was just a nice slogan to get votes. I mean, he and I and so many believe that what else do you have if you don't have hope?
The Obamas campaigned aggressively against Donald Trump in favor of Hillary Clinton. Having the world at your fingertips through the internet was touted as a revolution in education, but a new study suggests internet in the classroom is linked to poorer test scores. Writing in the journal Psychological Science, researchers say the trend of lower test scores was seen even with the most intelligent and motivated of students. Even when the students used their computers for class-related work, it did not help their test scores. For more on all of these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.